Street Mountain Home, 425-5040.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, Green County Tech won the tip. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Law back with it up top over on the left side. Now it goes to Butler. Now Forbes has it. Now up top to Butler. Now Law back going into the lane. His pass knocked away and stolen by Wyatt Gilbert. Back comes Mapp's home. First turnover of the night against the Golden Eagles. Here is Gilbert into the front court, throws it over to Peters on the right side. Now top Cruz. Cruz is going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is controlled by Talon Ben. Mounts home with key possession. Ben going into lane, finding Jones there under the basket. He's going to go up with the layup. No good, but draws the foul and will head to the free throw line. So Matt Jones will go to the charity stripe to give the Bombers the first advantage of the night. Mason Forbes picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against Green County Tech. Jones' first free throw is up and in, so he does put Mountain Home on the board first. As we are 43 seconds into this contest, Jones' second shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound is controlled by Mason Forbes, and he's going to be fouled from behind. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul on the reach-in, team foul number one against the Bombers. 1-0 Mountain Home leading it. Here is Butler into the front court. Throws it over on the left side to Cancilla. Now it goes up top to Forbes. Now down on the in the corner to Cancilla. He'll give it to Lawback, who dribbles down this corner. Out to Cancilla. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound comes to Lawback, and Tech will step back up. Here's Butler with it on the left wing. He's going down into the lane. Now kicks it out to Forbes. Now Boland has it. Violet has it knocked from behind, but is able to secure it. Now ball goes to Cancilla, to Butler, who goes in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. And back comes Mountain Home. A little over 6.5 minutes left to the first quarter. Bombers with it, leading 1-0. Peters has it on the right side, up top to Cruz. Over on the left side to Gilbert. Now over to Cruz on the right. Cruz dribbles towards the corner. Now kicks it out to Gilbert. Back to Cruz. Trying to look for Jones on the low block. Now he'll throw it up top to Peters. Peters dribbles towards the lane, going up for the layup. Just lost the handle of the ball. Whoa. They said that was last touch by Tech. It looked like Mountain Home got a little bit of a break there. There will be the Bombers inbounding it on the baseline with 6:06 left of the first quarter. Something's wrong with Matt Jones's jersey or something. He's going to have to come out of the game and be replaced by Hunter Bashirs. Hunter Bashirs, a 6-foot senior. I'm not sure what the problem was. Anyways, Ben will inbound it to Bashirs on the left wing. Back to Ben in the corner. Back out to Bashirs. Tried to throw to Cruz, pass forced in there, and a turnover by Mapp's home after Tech gets the steal. So here is Butler with it on the left side, up to Lawback. Down a low block, it goes to Forbes. He goes into the paint. His pass to Cancilla, knocked away, stolen by Talon Benton. Second turnover against the Golden Eagles. Benton throws it out. I'm not sure if he was trying to throw it out to Gilbert to go up with it, but it was knocked away by Tech. Goes out of bounds. It will be Mapp's home's fastball on the baseline with 5:40 left of the first quarter. Still 1-0 Bombers on top. Ben will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Gilbert in the right corner. Now he'll throw it up to Peters. Over on the left side to Bashirs. Back up to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the right wing. Up top to Benton. Over to Peters on the left side. Cross court to Bashirs. Thought about three now. He's going towards the lane for the layup. No good. Well, they're going to say foul well before the layup attempt. And it'll be Mount Home inbounding it with 5:24 left of the first quarter. Mason Forbes picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two, against the Golden Eagles. He's going to come out of the game. as he's replaced by junior Brendan Chambers. Inbound pass goes to Bashir's. Now Cruz has it. Now Gilbert on the right side. Drills up toward the top, gets there to Bashir's. Over to Peters on the left. Now up top to Benton. Now back to Peters. Up to Benton once again. He's going to drill to the right side, taking a screen from Cruz. Going into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert in the right, left corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. Now go toward the elbow. Kicks out to Bashir's. Finds Benton cutting into the lane for the layup. It's going to hit the back of the backboard. I don't know how that's not out of bounds. But anyways, it's going to be Tech getting the rebound. Here is Forbes back the other way. I'm sorry, not Forbes. That was Bowen going back the other way. Kicking it out to Chambers, who tries the three in the left corner. No good. And Mount Tom gets the rebound. Still 1-0 lead for Mount Tom with 4:36 left of the first quarter. Here is Peters throwing it up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left side. He's going into the lane, going to go up for the left. Ball is stripped from him. That will be a turnover against Mount Tom as Tech comes up with the steal. Here is Chambers going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. He'll kick it out to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Over 4 minutes left of the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Peters. Now Benton has it near the right corner. He goes cross court to Peters in the left corner. Peters going into the lane, going up for the layup off the glass and in. Colton Peters with his first 2 points of the night. 3-0 Mount Tom leading it. 3:54 left of the first quarter. Ball goes over to the law back on the left side. The ball was kicked away by Peters, and it will be Tech inbounding it on the far sideline with 3:49 left of the first quarter. Dawson Greer checking into the game for Tech as he replaces Jake Boland. 3-0 Mount Tom on top. Chambers inbounds it from the far sideline into Butler. Butler dribbles to the right side, and he's going to be fouled from behind. A reaching foul on Wyatt Gilbert. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. 3:44 left of the opening period. Greer will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Kinsella in the right corner. Up top to Butler. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Zane Butler puts Tech on the board for the first time tonight. That's the first tie of the evening as well. 3-3 our score with 3.5 minutes left. Benton throws over to Peters on the right side. Now up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's. Now Benton has it on the left side near the corner. Skip past the Bashir's on the right side. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Benton. Now Peters going into the lane for the layup. Will his basket count? Well, it rolled around, just hung on the rim and finally went in. And big Colton Peters at the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. 3:09 left to play in the first quarter. Jake Bowen's going to check back in, replacing Peyton Lawback. That foul was called on Dawson Greer. That's his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Golden Eagles. Now Lawback's going to stay on the floor, and it's going to be Greer that's going to take a seat. So Peters at the free throw line. Free throw will not go. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Mountain Home. It was last touch by Tech, and it'll be Mountain Home inbounding it, leading 5-3 with 3:07 left of the first quarter. The Shears will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Cruz. Well, nope. An offensive foul before they get the inbound pass in. Luke Cruz picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home, and that is their third turnover of the night. Matt Jones checking back in, replacing Luke Cruz. And by the way, after the before the free throw was shot, Baylor Cresilius checked in for Mountain Home as well as Talon Benton took a seat. Cresilius, a 6'2 senior. So, Tech gets the ball back. Mountain Home leads by two. Over 3 minutes left of the first quarter. Here is Bowen with it up the top. Throws over on the right side to Butler. Now Butler will kick it out to Chambers. Now to Lawback up top. Over to Bowen. Now back to Lawback. He's going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Bowen. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Jake Bowen with his first 3 points of the night. And that's our first lead change of the evening. 6-5 Tech with their first lead of the night. A little over 2.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to Peters up at the top. Peters drills down to the lane. Kicks out to Bashir's in the left corner for three. Good! Hunter Bashir's attempt for 3 points of the night. Second lead change of the evening. Mount Tom's on top 8-6. And another 3-point attempt by Barber. This one will not go. And Peters gets down, brings down the rebound, that is, and he'll head back to LA for Mountain Home. 2:07 left to play in the first quarter. It is an 8-6 Bomber lead. Peters with it on the left side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling down toward the elbow, now going into the lane, going to pull up for the jumper shot was blocked. Ball is still loose and finally controlled by Butler, and back comes Tech. Butler quickly back the other way. He's going to go into the lane. Oh, and a blocking foul called on Mountain Home. As on Brader Cresilius, his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Bombers. Wyatt Gilbert checking out of the game, being replaced by Talon Benton. Dawson Greer and Jake Boland both taking a seat. Miss who came in for them. Inbound pass goes to Butler. He drills to the right wing. I think Dawson Greer is one of them who checked in. And so was Mason Forbes. Here is Butler with it on the right side. Gives it to Cancilla in the corner. Now back to Butler. Butler's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Zane Butler with 5 points on the night. Second tie of the evening. We're knotted up at 8-all with 1:23 left. Back the other way. Hunter Bashir takes the pass in the corner. Going to give to Jones in the lane for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with his first field goal of the night. He has 3 points. Here is ball back throwing it down to Cancel on the low block. He's going in for the layup. Off the glass and in. Kate Cancel with his first 2 points of the night. Third tie of the evening. 10 apiece our score with less than a minute left of the first quarter. Here's Cresilius within on the right side. Throws up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. Up top to Bashir's. Thought about the three. Now kicks out to Peters over to Peters on the right wing. Up top to Cresilius. Tried to throw it into Jones. He does secure it. Goes in for the ramp. His basket counts and he is fouled. Matt Jones will go to the line for the 3-point play with 38.8 seconds left. That foul's on Peyton Lawback. His first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Green County Tech. Jake Boland checking back into the game for the Eagles. Golden Eagles replacing Mason Forbes. So Matt Jones' free throw will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Green County Tech. Jones now 1-3 from the charity stripe with 5 points. 29 seconds left. It is a 2-point Mount Tom advantage. Butler just dribbling in near the half-court stripe. It looks like Tech's going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period. 10 seconds. Butler throws over to Law back on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer near the corner. It hit, no good. It hits the iron, goes over the backboard. That is an automatic out-of-bounds call, and it will be Mount Tom's basketball with exactly 4 seconds left on the clock. Colton Peters checking out of the game, being replaced by Wyatt Gilbert. Cresilius will trigger the inbound pass, gets in to Gilbert. Gilbert quickly into the front court. He's going to try for the running three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. Boy, it hit the front of the iron. Just wouldn't go in. Well, we played 8 minutes so far. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 12-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.